This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back to China, we are going to go now. Scott was telling us up earlier in the program about how the second biggest economy in the world is slowing just a little bit, and that's even before you take count of the trade war. But as Scott alluded to, and over the past couple of months, there is a phrase that Jennifer Pak, our correspondent in Shanghai, has been seeing and hearing a lot, something called a consumption downgrade. Possibly worrying, one might imagine, for American companies selling into that Chinese market. Here's Jennifer.
Douglas Yan is exactly what China's economy needs, a spender. Or a spender like he used to be. The IT supervisor who works for a Danish company near Shanghai says he loved to shop on the popular e-commerce platform JD.com.
I bought home appliances, food, and cell phones. I used to buy almost everything except clothes on JD.com.
On that one e-commerce site alone, he spent at least $14,000 last year. But now, Yan thinks twice before buying.
Now I just buy stuff that I need, and only if it's on sale.
And the reason? He's focusing on necessities like furnishings for a new apartment and insurance for his family. That leaves him with less money to splurge on other things. Yan says he's on a, quote, consumption downgrade. Here's how he defines it.
It's like if I bought an iPhone last year, but now I can only afford to buy a cheaper Chinese brand like Xiaomi.
Across China, the talk is about cutting back in big ways and small, from restaurants to fast food, from taxis to shared bicycles. This catchy tune is an ad for e-commerce platform Pinduoduo. It gives group discounts on cheap goods, and it's rivaling giants like JD.com and Alibaba's Taobao. Other firms selling low-end products like instant noodles and pickled mustard greens have reported soaring profits. Could these be signs of China shoppers becoming more frugal?
I don't think there's any significant evidence that this is a big macro story.
Nicholas Lardy is an economist with the Peterson Institute in Washington. He says retail sales data recently did show slower than expected growth, but that's only focused on goods. He says spending on services went up, plus wages are increasing.
With incomes rising and the savings rate going down, that's a very powerful combination for sustaining fairly strong growth of consumption.
Many economists agree with him. So, if it's not showing up in the data, then why is there so much talk about consumption downgrade? Lardy says Chinese citizens may be picking up a larger narrative in the U.S. that China's economy is slowing down.
And the implication seems to be that China will be very vulnerable to the tariffs that President Trump has imposed on Chinese goods sold in the United States.
Others say the talk of a consumption downgrade is rooted in rising home prices. Fu Yifu is with the Suning Institute of Finance in Beijing. He says people must borrow more to pay for a home, and mortgages make up the bulk of China's household debt.
From 2008 to 2017, China's ratio of household debt to GDP went from 18 to 50%. That's a 32-point increase in less than 10 years, whereas it took a few decades for that to happen in the U.S.
He says that makes people anxious, and psychology plays a big role in consumption. Just ask David Wilder, managing editor with Financial Times Confidential Research. Each month, his firm surveys consumers in China.
What we've seen in the last few months is a shift in their desire to invest over saving, where consumption is actually held relatively flat. I think what it tells us is that consumers are getting nervous.
Nervous about China's stock market taking a dive, the government reining in debt, and the trade dispute with the U.S. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.